Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Brain surgeon, Dr. Russell Blaylock, joining us to talk about vaccines and brain damage and their history of causing brain damage. That is coming up in the third hour today, 2 hours from now. I've got Tex Mars popping in because I wanted to get his take on the First Lady's mother doing voodoo rituals, according to multiple mainstream media reports, at the White House. And why is the media getting so upset by this? I mean, the Bushes do these satanic skull and bones rituals. Most of the conservative Christian leaders go to Bohemian Grove for homosexual pagan rituals. Most of your, quote, liberals are into Aztec rebirthing rituals or classical European witchcraft, like Tony Blair and his wife, Sherry Blair. I mean, is this a racism issue? Is voodoo code word for the N-word? I'm being a little bit sarcastic, but serious at the same time. The media will probably say that now. If you don't like chopping the heads off of chickens, you're racist. By all means, join in immediately. Remember what happened with Hillary Clinton and the seances and the shaman. I mean, these people are just complete nutcases. You read all the official United Nations documents and treaties, it talks about occultic Gaia religions and the rest of it. So the truth is the atheistic world elite are not atheistic. They want you to be atheistic, but they are the most superstitious, backward crew of people. You talk about old-time religion. They follow all the different faiths that predate Christianity. Just a fact. I'm just stating a fact here. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Also, there's been a lot of concealed carry going on around the nation as people turn their rights into a privilege. I'm not attacking you if you have a concealed carry. It's just that the corrupt, illegitimate corporate state engages in a form of alchemy, and they permit something that is illegal. Under common law, under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, concealing weapons is what criminals do. Free men bear arms openly, and it causes very polite, very low crime level society. But then they trick you to turn your right into a privilege and get a permit for something that would be illegal. And then that sends the message that guns, carrying guns, are illegal unless you do it concealed. So a complete perversion of the ancient common law and what we follow in this nation. And by that, they create the practice and the perception that carrying firearms openly is illegal. You try to drive down the road in Texas with a rifle in your pickup truck, rifle rack, even in the country, cops will pull you over a lot of times. Every week I read about some old gunsmith working on guns in their garage or putting a rifle in their car, and the SWAT team hits them and hits them hard, and they go ahead and take the guns, go ahead and indict them for crimes that don't exist, saying guns are illegal. You see it in the news. A man arrested for 4 guns and 1,000 rounds of ammo. Dangerous arsenal. The guns were legal, but it doesn't matter. He's still being charged as a terrorist. So the people are striking back all over the nation, from Phoenix, Arizona, to places in New Hampshire, carrying handguns and rifles openly. It happened in Phoenix yesterday. It really upset the liberals. A clean-cut, sharp, well-spoken black man with a AR-15. It was like kryptonite to the enemy. We'll be right back.
Music. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascist.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About an hour and 52 minutes, we've got Dr. Russell Blaylock to get into all of these mainstream news articles coming out about secret government memos in the U.S. and England about how the current flu shot is killing large numbers of people that take it. Killing them. This is official CDC telling the doctors, keep quiet about this, don't tell the public. Just report to us how many people die. And so now the doctors are brought into the criminal activity. But it's all done from the perspective of, oh, don't frighten the public. Keep giving them their shot. Just let us know how many convulsions and how many deaths and how many deadly autoimmune responses. So that's coming up. We are also going to have open phones throughout the 4 hours today. Tex Mars is joining us to get into this story that first broke at townhall.com. Kurt Nimmitt did a more detailed story titled Voodoo in the White House. Now, this story is Witchcraft in the White House. The Obama White House is abuzz with talk of witchcraft by first grandmother, 72-year-old Marion Robinson, who lives in the White House residence. A close friend of Michelle Obama says the president is furious at his mother-in-law after learning that she was practicing Santeria, an African spirit cult. Yeah, it's voodoo. In the White House, the president is quite upset about this on two different levels. First, he is a committed Christian. Yeah, we're going to talk about that with Tex Mars in the last hour. No matter what his critics say about the Reverend Wright, he is an adamant that Sasha and Malia be raised with Christian influences. He does not want them to be involved in African voodoo. And secondly, he is worried about the political fallout of his enemies get wind of this. Reverend Wright has bad enough, but this would be political suicide. A close friend of Michelle Obama continued. We'll give you the details and where this is coming out and why this is breaking right now. Coming up with Tex Mars in the last hour today. And again, brain surgeon, neurologist, Dr. Russell Blaylock joining us coming up later. Want to say bye to my family. Love you guys. They just dropped into the office to say hi. Come on back. I want to say bye to you guys. Love you. I don't guess they heard me in there. I guess because you guys are on headphones. Love you guys. Bye. Bye. Love you. I hear my son out there laughing and giggling, but I can't see him through the broadcast window because he's too short, or he's not in front of the window. Love you guys. Bye. Okay. So that is coming up with Dr. Blaylock in the third hour today. We're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on any issue, any news item, any story you wish to discuss. But let me just run through some of what's coming up today. In just a moment, after I mention some of the other news and audio and video clips we're going to be playing, I'm going to just briefly, in 10, 15 minutes, break down all of the mainstream media coming out and having to admit that the flu shot's killing people, but then why is the government moving ahead with forced inoculation? And how that ties in with Governors Association and former members of Congress and current members of Congress and former leaders of the House, Dick Armey, Republican leader, former leader of the House, saying they may use the flu outbreak to ram through emergency powers and the socialized health care bill, martial law. Not just that we're in danger of this happening, but praise God, this is now mainstream news. I mean, everything we're talking about 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, is now mainstream. And this radio show is becoming more and more mainstream, not because we're changing, we're getting more radical. I'm telling you, really like it is now. Years ago, I sometimes wouldn't come out with the really hardcore info because people weren't ready for it. They couldn't handle it. But now, people are ready for the truth, and this country really is entering a revolution. People can feel the momentum shifting. It is so exciting. But there will be countervailing counterattacks from the establishment, from the empire. So, it's just an incredible time to be alive. It's a very, very amazing time to be alive right now and to see all of this happening. Because there have been many times in history when more happens in a year or two than happened in the previous 100. That is, in political shifts, technological development, leaps forward. And we've seen the strong, steady march of the scientific dictatorship run by the eugenics science elite against free humanity. And it's had devastating effect, but there's an ingrained, pre-designed, predestined code or programming in the human psyche to resist threats to the species. And this elite is a threat to the species, with their open air, genetic engineering, cross-species, hybrids, their chimeras, the weapon systems they've developed, the fission fusion, quantum mechanics, accelerators they've developed, the cyclotrons, everything they're doing at a species level and the way it's being deployed is a threat to the planet and a threat to humanity. And all of humanity, free humanity and the tyrants that are trying to ride the tiger, we all have a collective Saturn booster rocket system strapped to our backs. We are entering, we have now entered, I feel like we should have a countdown here. We have now entered the deciding set of circumstances in time that will decide the future of the species. We have now entered the crossroads. We have now entered the launch pad. We are now on the launch pad, choosing the jump point that we are going to take as a species. And the elite are trying to wrestle the controls away from the people. They've set up their surveillance, their technocracy, their control grid, their giant technological termination, extermination, genocide system. And we are literally at the controls, struggling with the establishment. Those of us that are awake and involved know that we've got to pour out our maximum effort in the days and weeks and months and years to come. The enemy knows they've got to pour out their maximum effort. There is a life and death struggle right now at the control panel with these people. And that's why my life doesn't even really mean anything anymore. I'm not even worried about them killing me at all. Before, I had some fear, which was healthy, though I had, you know, masculine bravado or macho, you know, but still there was a little bit of that tingle that gave me an edge. Now the only edge I've got is survival of the species as we hurtle in head up against this system. And it's a strange feeling to laugh at the COINTELPRO, to laugh at the death threats, to laugh at the federal agents, to be able to just sit there and yell at them when they show up and not have any fear. Instead, you have the opposite. Because it just doesn't, I mean, if these men and women that serve the evil system had knew any of what I know or any of what millions of you know, then they would join us immediately. There's no question about this if they knew the cost, if they knew the terrain, if they knew the battlefield, if they knew who the real players were, if they knew who they're working for, there is no doubt this would end very, very quickly. Oh, I'm having chills right now. Oh, can't believe it. Because it is horror, ladies and gentlemen. It is horror to a degree I could have never imagined. It is organized, it is mechanized, it is focused death. And it is a fact they're putting poisons in the water by design to dumb us down and sterilize us and brain damage us. It is a fact they're putting it in the GMO food that is designed to sterilize you and cause all sorts of hormonal endocrine disruptions in the brain and the rest of the body. I've had top scientists on who discovered it. And what they were being told at the FDA and the EPA and at top biotech companies, they know these are pharmacological crops you're eating. If you don't know what that is, go research it. And I look back on myself in the past caring about how I look, caring about what people say about me. I mean, I cared less than most, but now I don't care one bit. Because what does it matter in the final equation? Reality is so much more wild and so much more incredible and so much deeper than the limited perspective that the general public is living under. How do we unlock people's minds? Not to see what I'm seeing, not to believe what I'm saying, just to look around you and look for yourself. One cannot be told about the rabbit hole. One has to go down it themselves. One cannot be told about the Matrix. One has to see it. And it is the world that's been pulled over your eyes to hide the truth from you. And it does take courage to admit the truth, but once you have the courage and look at the facts, then you realize, no, it isn't courage, it's survival. That evil is there whether you deny it exists or not. Don't you understand? It's real. It's true in your soul, in your heart, in your intellect. You know that we're living in a scientific dictatorship. run by mad scientists. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Or the head of Health and Human Services, either one of those women. Hey, what is this in the BBC and the London Telegraph and the Globe and Mail and even a few U.S. newspapers, though it's being kept real quiet, about internal federal government memos about not telling the public that the swine flu shots killing people with different brain damage diseases like Guillain-Barré's? Now, what did we tell you months ago this is going to do? Guillain-Barré's. We're on record. because that's what it does, what it's designed to do. These are chemical lobotomies. They cause the brain to basically go through an autoimmune response. They swell up. I got a brain surgeon coming on in an hour and 35 minutes for you. He'll tell you all about it. And there's all these other brain diseases where people just completely become paralyzed. And that's what the shots did in 76. You can just go to YouTube and type in swine flu 60 minutes and watch a 20-minute special on it with all the dead people and people in wheelchairs and paralyzed people. And by the way, they just do this and put it out there publicly. They just come out and go, yeah, Gardasil kills you, and the flu shot's going to kill you. And the more they say it kills you, the more moms line up to shoot their kids up. It's like they're under some kind of zombie control. It's like Thulse of Doom and Conan the Barbarian talking to the girl up on the ledge 200 feet above saying, come to me, my child, come to me. And she just jumps off and, and bam, bounces on the concrete ground. And it's as if it's a sign of education, a sign of culture, a sign of the fact you're informed, that if you say government's corrupt or vaccines have a dangerous history, that, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory and it's a sign of your intelligence. You know what? I absolutely, totally am going to do 30 minutes uninterrupted at the bottom of the next hour, before Dr. Blaylock's on with us and then Tex Mars, on the martial law, on the police state, on the forced inoculations, on the tyranny. But what I want to talk about until we get there is just all the different news, a bunch of different clips I want to play, and your phone calls. I'll do it that way. But I will tell my producers in there at 12:30, in an hour and 3 minutes, make sure at that point I don't take calls and that I cover all these congressmen, Governors Association, and I know I've mentioned this, but think of the magnitude. They're coming out and saying word for word what I have been the lone voice saying was going to happen. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm telling you folks, you need to listen to what I talk about. I understand the enemy's operation. All I do is study this. And we understand who the enemy is, what makes them tick, what their program is, and how to beat them. We can beat these people. So when I tell you that we are already in a revolution of awakening, a peaceful revolution of InfoWar, and the establishment is going to try to make it violent, and I wonder why I've seen the COINTELPRO putting out massive disinfo all over even mainstream media and alternatives saying I'm calling for violence when I'm not, to set me and others up if they do drop the hammer, which again means I'm doing the good job. When I had the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL put me at the top of the list for no reason, when I have congressional reports attacking me, when we have this going on, it means I'm doing my job. And it means you're doing your job. All the credit on this earthly plane goes to you, the listeners, who've been carrying the ball down the field, who've been getting the word out, who've been spreading the word about the radio show, about the websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv. I commend you. I salute you. And by the way, if they do detonate a nuke in a major city or release smallpox or release anthrax, they could throw a curveball. Or they release some deadly flu and hype everything up. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com aren't going to probably be online. We've already had them hacked and hit before. It'll take them a while to shut down our auxiliaries, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TheObamaDeception.net, WhatIsTheEndgame.com. Look for the latest info on those sites if they shut the big sites down, because they could pull the plug any day or they could do it in a year. This is real. We'll be right back after this quick break to take your phone calls and break down some of the other news coming up today. Very important transmission lined up for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Russell Blaylock in the third and fourth hour today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, we're live right now on the radio on this 18th day of August on this Tuesday edition. All right, your phone calls, Daniel, Satie, Andrew, Cindy, Bob, and others. We're going to go to your calls. Let me just mention some of the news here. I want to play an audio clip. Exercising my rights, man explains why he carried rifle near Obama event. I may actually just go live next hour so we can play the actual video of that. And he just really lays it out so well when they run over freaking out going, he's got an AK-47, this domesticated woman, this slave of government. She sees police in black mask and feels safe, but sees a citizen with a gun and gets really afraid. She says, that makes me uncomfortable. And he said, well, lady, wasn't too many years ago that seeing a black man made people uncomfortable. They wouldn't have their kids around a black man because the lady had her kids with her. And, well, that shut her up real quick. And that's the whole point. We have to exercise our rights or lose them. I mean, they've got us now where they're SWAT teaming us in our houses every day and in the South and the West, even. Because a neighbor calls in and says, I saw a gun. The cops don't care if it's legal. They still come. It's crazy. They say, well, we respond because neighbors were concerned. And they come in Dallas, Texas, and knock on the door and say, hi, this is Knock and Talk. We're here to discuss your firearms. Well, my husband's not here. Let us in the house to look at them. So it will shut down their anti-gun crusade if we start exercising it openly. That's why they put up billboards saying report illegal guns, and they show the image of a handgun. Those are all over Texas since I was in high school. We're talking 18 years or longer that I've been seeing those. They're all, and I'll be in other parts of the country, California, Florida, I see them. An image of a revolver. And it says report illegal guns. And then the idiot carpet cleaner, the moron meter reader, the moron neighbor will see you putting your deer rifle in the back of your car, and they call the cops on you and they come. I had the cops call on me once when I lived in an apartment, putting a deer rifle in the back of my Mustang hatchback to go hunting. And later my neighbor told me the cops showed up and were asking questions. That's the America I live in, where they're teaching us our guns are taboo and dirty and bad. But there are cameras and checkpoints and SWAT teams and regular army on the streets and Marine Corps on the streets. That's normal. And regular army searching people with the Kentucky Derby and the Super Bowl. That's normal. But an old man who dies of a heart attack on Inside the LAPD on Discovery Channel, they come in and make fun of his dead, rotten body, dead for a week on the ground in his house. And then the cops openly steal his guns on Inside the LAPD and say, I'm going to keep this one. I'm going to keep that one. They're so criminal, they think it's normal to steal the guy's guns on TV. Just like we had cops in New York with We Are Change walk up to Luke Radowski and others and say on video in the film Truth Rising, and they say, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb. We know it isn't a bomb. We're going to say it 30 days in the hole. On camera. They didn't even care. He had video of it. And then the uniform cops show up, grab his camera and say, this is a gun. This backpack is a bomb. Leave, or we're going to charge you with having a gun, and then laugh like gangsters, because they are. Well, guess what, big gangster man? You got real gangsters running things, eugenicist gangsters, scientific little eggheads who get off on the power trip that while you think you're big and macho, you think when you, act tough and swagger through the university door or something while you're working on air conditioners and some little professor scurries out of your way and you feel powerful, that little egghead's part of a eugenicist cult. That little egghead's putting poison in your water. That little egghead's a lot more vicious than you are, big man. That little egghead with the veins at his temples and his tiny chicken neck is a psychopathic control freak killer, and he's running game on you. Grow up! All right, I said I'm going to cover the news. That's one article, and I've gone down a five-minute rant. Government will hype swine flu outbreak to save Obamacare. I just can't get over these headlines. Polio vaccine filled with live polio kills people. AP. Live cancer viruses, German news. Again, that's coming up. I just can't get over these headlines. Governors write letter to the Department of Defense saying that it's a violation of states' rights to put regular troops on the streets. But here's the new news. Man carries assault rifle to Obama protest. And it's legal. CNN. On the socialized health care front, thousands of surgeries may be cut in Metro Vancouver, leaked paper reveals. Part of the socialized health care. I mean, you might wait 2-3 years in Australia and England for a surgery you need. This is what the idiot public is asking for. Of course, they're not really. What is it now? About 25% are morons and want the free health care, where even if you get paid minimum wage, they're going to take an additional 15 to 25% out of your check. And they're just going to steal your money. It all goes to offshore banks. That's why they want this new tax. You're not going to get any health care, stupid. Here's another one out of England. Woman gives birth on payment after being refused ambulance under government health care. The White House is now saying they're going to stop asking their supporters to spy on their neighbors and report anything, quote, fishy to the fishy box at whitehouse.gov. The flag box, flag at whitehouse.gov. Fishy, anything, watch your neighbors. fishy. Go to town halls, beat people up that don't support the Obamacare. Hey, have you noticed that just 3 weeks ago they got on air and said it's all staged. Republican lobbyists are bussing people in to say no to socialized health care and government eugenics health care. They dropped that a couple weeks ago. Now they're dropping the whole thing, begging and pleading. But top Blue Dog Democrat, as they're called. In fact, I forgot to print that. Just search engine it. Blue Dog Democrat says, start over on health care. I think it's the headline. I think it's Politico. The point is, I read it this morning, with the Democrats going, listen, start over. Try it again in a few months. Rename it. Don't worry. We're going to get these people's money for the offshore banks. Don't worry. You're going to get your couple mil a year, you know, each politician, and pay off money to the Swiss accounts. But first, we just got to back off. Look, you got the slaves rattled. Don't worry. We're parasites. We're hyenas. We're going to pull these gazelles down and eat them later. But they're right now, you know, running hightail from us. And so let's stop chasing them for now and then catch up with them later. So that's going on. Also, record numbers of British and U.S. troops being killed in Afghanistan and Pakistan now in the border region. President Obama urged more than 5,000 veterans gathered here to brace for a daunting and perhaps bloody period ahead in Afghanistan, but told them he believes the war is fundamental to the defense of our people. An opium war. First it was a doubling and then tripling and then quadrupling and then eight times. Now the State Department admits there's 12 times the opium, 12 times the opium flowing out of Afghanistan to the Western world. 12 times. More than double the previous record from the 1980s, late 1980s. 12 times. What, do you think the Russians wanted Afghanistan because they like desert mountains? You think they liked it because they like getting shot at? They wanted the opium. All these big governments deal drugs. Because they get to control criminal syndicates worldwide and launder the money and leverage it through fractional reserve banking and derivatives 1,000 to 1. You think you're over there to help the Afghan children? Man, that's funny. Just like Iraq, they didn't want a secular government over there with colleges and 60% of the college grads being women. So they went over there and blew the hell out of it and put the Muslim extremists in. Operation Victorious. Because radical Islam is the sword of the New World Order. It's a fact. Declassified. And if a country tries to give their people industrialization, oh, the Muslim extremists overthrow your country and then play the part of the pretext for the U.S. forces to come in. It's a very, very sick, sick, sick system. Of course, Pat Tillman, the big football star, found out about that, so they killed him. And they killed him real good. You're not about to cut in to $500 billion a smack. A year. Trillions in smack money. Trillions they get to leverage. Trillions the bankers get. You understand? And again, I almost ran off the road a month ago as I was listening to XMBBC, and they reported what I already knew, but to hear it out of their mouths and to have them report it like it was no big deal, like they were talking about the price of pork belly futures or something, you know, the price of bacon. They were just reporting on it very nonchalantly as if it was good, calling evil good and good evil. In fact, they archive all that stuff now. It was about a month and a half ago, BBC report on Afghanistan on opium poppies. Somebody ought to go find it and put it on YouTube. They have a complete archive now. They say they do. Wouldn't be surprised if that gets deep six, though, now that we've mentioned it. But the point is, they go on and they say, well, the U.S. and British forces, U.S. and British forces guard the poppy opium fields, because if they don't, the Taliban will come in and get a stronghold. But by growing and helping deliver the poppies to market, coalition forces keep the Taliban from getting a stronghold. By supporting these farmers in their meager way of life, they have a future, and they're helping build a freedom in Afghanistan. Of course, the truth is the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are there to guard the poppy fields, the regions with six, seven different tribes control it. They grow it. The U.S. and British guard it and ship it to market and pay them. And that's why they're there. But they spun it as if the Taliban has been kicked out now, and, they're there growing the poppies, because if they don't grow the poppies, the military guards the poppies. And then they'll occasionally go eradicate a couple fields of some warlord that hasn't paid their cut. You know, they'll have a few predetermined show events. But then the cops will SWAT team you. They will search you. They will make you take your shoes off at airports. They will check you getting on trains and buses. Oh, my gosh, you were found with one balloon of heroin. Oh, my gosh, you're such a criminal. Meanwhile, they're shipping it in. But, of course, they've got to do that. They've got to make it illegal or it doesn't have that black market price. And then these people wouldn't need to rob your car and stereo or sell their bodies, feeding off the good public as a tax. The drug trade is a government tax, an illegal government tax. And they have zombies of crackheads and heroin heads and drug addicts out robbing, stealing, kiting checks, everything else to get the money. So I'll tell everybody again, do not ever tell your children, it's not don't use drugs because you're not old enough or it's cool or, you know, no, explain, it's dirty, it's bad, it's slavery. It's chemical slavery. Don't ever use any of their filth. None of it. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Just Obama warned soldiers coming days in Afghanistan will be bloody. And now there's troops all down in Colombia and surrounding areas, U.S. troops, all about the drugs. And CIA aircraft constantly crashed full of pure cocaine and heroin. And it's just brushed under the rug in the news. I mean, there are so many flights that every few months one of their aircraft crashes. Our local police pull over a truck full of heroin. The local cop doesn't listen when they flash Department of Defense or State Department badges, so they kill the cop and they got to cover that up. I mean, they're just constantly doing whatever they want. It's all such a sick joke. I mean, it is such a sick joke. And they admit they're dealing the drugs on international British radio? I mean, how sick is that? And you can tell a cop that at a checkpoint. He'll say, good, get out, I'm tasering you, slave. I'm sick of it. All right, let's talk to Daniel in Jersey. Daniel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I think I know the big surprise move that Obama's going to pull out of his hat in September. I'm expecting that he's going to amaze the world by succeeding where everyone else has failed by successfully mediating the prophetic peace contract between modern-day Israel and the Arab Islamic world. And when he does that, his popularity will soar. His horrible legislative programs will sail through Congress and we'll know it's fulfillment of Bible prophecy if this contract has the four provisions that the Bible says the contract is going to have.
Yeah, I don't see that happening with Benjamin Netanyahu. And every time there's a peace deal, every time they've had hundreds of them, people think it's the sign of the certain interpretations of Revelations. I'm not saying the world isn't crazy. I'm not saying there isn't Mark of the Beast biometrics and chips going in and total surveillance and that anything is possible. But you know what? We're going to certainly find out, aren't we?
Yes, and I think that's the kind of move we're going to have and not something like a big 9/11 terrorist event. And he's going to, you know, he's rising to power peacefully and prosperously. And, you know, the Bible tells us that this, it's got the four terms of that Israel, the Arab Islamic world will agree for the first time that Israel's got a right to exist there as a nation. It'll create the Palestinian state. It'll place Jerusalem under international United Nations control. And finally, will allow the rebuilding of the inner court of King Solomon's Temple, 150 yards north of the Dome of the Rock at the site of the little gazebo, the Dome of the Wills there.
Yeah, it is interesting that all these deals do mirror what's in the Bible, isn't it?
Well, you know, if whoever the person is, if not Obama, someone else, whoever does pull this success in mediating this peace contract, we'll know he's the Antichristos, the man who's coming pretending to be the Messiah. The Arabs will think he's the Mahdi who's come out of the well. The Jews will think he's the Messiah they've been waiting for. The Hindus will think he's the 300th reincarnation of Buddha. And many Christians who are poorly schooled in Bible prophecy will think he's Jesus Christ returned. And that's how he's going to succeed in getting this peace contract through.
Well, the issue is my Bible doesn't have the pre-rapture in it. So what's going to happen when Christians aren't taken out of this and they've been taught Romans 13, the clergy response teams worshiping government as the new gospel, all the disciples knelt before government, did whatever it said. Basically, Heil Hitler, that was his favorite quote, was Romans 13. They're going to follow whatever they're told by this world government religious leader because their churches are telling them it's of God.
Great. Okay, Alex, thanks.
Hey, interesting points, Daniel. Thank you. Satie, Andrew, Cindy, Bob, I'm going to blitz through calls and then into all the news. Stay with us. The revolution is upon us. There's certainly a huge awakening happening that's even bigger than I thought it would be. It's happening faster than I thought it would.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I'll put the challenge out. You know, we extended the contest a few more days for people to get their entries in for the Obama Joker contest. And right now it looks like San Francisco, the video entry we've got posted by itself, we've got some pages with a whole bunch of entries posted together. The best one I've seen, I'm the judge, is the San Francisco Joker contest entry where they put up hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, big ones, little ones, all over everything, and did it really boldly. I mean, they did it over and over again with police 5-10 feet away behind them, sneaking up. I mean, I didn't tell people to do that. I said do it in legal, lawful areas, but boldness of this level, they're going to win just for the artistic level of skill and the great camera work they did. In fact, I want to they're going to definitely win second place. Yeah, there's still a bunch of entries I've got to look at. There may be something that outdoes it. We'll see. But I've been spending an hour or so a day just trying to watch these, and I'm so busy with other things that and I've got a jet out of town tomorrow just for 24 hours. So I'm working on everything, ladies and gentlemen. But it's all very, very exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Satie in Chicago. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
Talking to you, my friend.
Hey, listen, man, I want to say one thing to you and your staff. You guys are doing absolutely magnificent work, and you're waking up a lot of people. I mean, you get on and yell, and you get frustrated, but a lot of people are waking up because of you. I've woken up because of you. And you gave somebody else on the air some advice. I don't know if they took it, but I certainly did. I'm putting together a public access television show at the television station here in Chicago called The Hidden News Hour with Satie Word, where we're going to be reporting on news event or world events that aren't appearing in the news magically. And so it's a couple of months away because I got to take a whole slew of classes. I only taken one of them so far, but it's going to happen. The reason why I wanted to call, bro, is that they're smearing you all over the place, and it's absolutely ridiculous. So all sorts of preposterous accusations. But the one that really surprised me the most, and you might know about it, but I called just in case you didn't. I came across this thing last night where they actually are saying that you are a secret operative of Israel, and your job is to distract the world and get them to blame the Americans and the Europeans to take the distraction off the Jews, who really are the evil ones. And then they said their only evidence was, hey, did you know he's married to a Jew? And then they had a picture here of your wife, and you click something, and it's like, I didn't even click it, but apparently you click it and you get all this information. They're smearing your wife too. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Listen, I hear you, and I'm going to let you go only because I don't talk about all the attacks on me here on air because it's just, people don't tune in for that. I mean, if people want to go read the articles I'm reading about how it's causing brain damage to take and killing people to take the flu vaccine, the current one, or how the governors are saying we don't want troops on the street, I'm being smeared by foundation-funded groups, probably out of Israel. That's how it works. The Israeli lobby hits you with the anti-Semitism because they know how popular it is. And all of this stuff started because me talking about how I have Native American background and my wife from family she had from Poland in relatives does have some Jewish background. She's a Christian, her family are Texas farmers, and they're all Christians. But that doesn't matter. That comes from my show. That's from me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.